The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
George Brocker back with you here, hour two of four on 710 KNUS. If you pay attention to what takes place after the show, and I got to wonder what you're doing once we go off air, because you really should just get back to work. We've got a guy named Charlie Kirk. He's on at 11. It's a guy named Dennis Prager. We may talk about him in a little bit. And then at 1 o'clock, it's Seb Gorka. And then we go live and local right back here in this very chair with Deb Flora from 3 to 4, and then from 4 to 7, Stephen Tubbs. And I know Stephen comes in because when I come in the following morning, everything is absolutely screwed up where I have sit down. I've placed everything in only the most appropriate and efficient place. And Stephen, I think, in a Padres-driven rage, has just strewn stuff about the room and changed monitors and touched stuff. So you know he's on from 4 to 7. You should stick around and listen to that good stuff. Today, 75 degrees, storms likely. That sucks because it's a baseball Friday. This weekend, same kind of thing, afternoon storms, but 77, 78. Monday's going to be 80 degrees with storms. In fact, Billy, as I'm looking at this graphic you've printed off from our friends at Denver 7, every single day has lightning bolts in it, and not the kind for Flash or Shazam.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, that really sucks.
I always thought that, you know, because like anywhere else in your life, lightning bolts are like excitement.
Well, like the natural,
exactly.
Right? Like it gave them this burst of...
Yeah. Well, even then, let's say that you have something on the calendar, and it's like, you know, we're doing this today, lightning bolts around it. That's like, that's exciting.
Yeah, this is not exciting.
No,
this
not
is
at
less
all.
Exciting. Yeah. Storms likely. That sucks.
I do like the graphics they use in the weather, though, because they have to be nice and happy, but not necessarily offensive. They have to be, you know, kind of like, oh,
yeah,
there's a little sunshine in the cloud.
Yeah.
And
yeah, like there's no person electrocuted or anything
that. Nothing like that.
Now, listen, I told you about the Western Conservative Summit coming up on the 9th and 10th. I just got a chance to read some of the rundown here on the schedule that we have posted outside the studio. Man, there's a lot of good stuff going on there. I just wish I could participate. I'm out of town on the 9th. I got Army business on the 10th, which means no politics for me. But there's so many good things going on there. And I know 710 will be present for all of it. All of the hosts that we have on here playing some kind of a role, maybe even getting someone asked me, who would you want to introduce? And out of that whole list, I was like, you know, the Tulsi Gabbard thing intrigues me, but I'd really love to introduce Riley Gaines, who we had on the show talking. I just think she'd be fascinating to, and I see her all the time on Fox News. It would be super neat, but that's not going to happen. But you can get to go and be a part of this thing too. Now, in the 6 o'clock hour, sort of organically here, Billy and I were talking about the new law in New York that says that you can't discriminate against people because of their weight. And we had a pretty robust discussion that went beyond weight, and it went into some other things. And it got me to thinking about this other story that I had wanted to talk to you guys about over the last couple of weeks. But we've just always gotten into these other topics. But it's a Friday, and it's a lifestyle kind of a thing. Now, there's plenty of politics to talk about, and we can do that. Don't get me wrong. Like, for instance, the dude that's the head of the Oath Keepers getting sentenced to 18 years in the Department of Corrections for the feds. Bureau of Prisons. And Billy said, hey, I imagine that guy's going to get paroled. I said, whoa, hang on. Prison time is like almost real time. It's not quite day for day because you can get a couple days here and there each month. I can't even remember how much you can get each month. Day maybe instead of day for day credit. But 18 years in federal prison is like 18 years in federal prison. There isn't going to be a lot of time off. We could talk about that. But this is the one that caught my eye a little bit ago because it applies to my alma mater, who has just wrapped up their year as well. It's the University of Colorado Boulder, go Buffs, and there's something called the Division of Student Affairs, under which, nested there, is another thing called the Center for Inclusion and Social Change. And they have put out guidance, and it got a little bit of a national attention here, and I thought, oh, I'll go take a look. This is right in our backyard. And it's guidance on how to treat people based on pronouns. And it comes up with a ton of examples, things that you might see in grade school and how to act. And then it tells you that misusing pronouns has a certain consequence. And I don't mean criminal or punitive, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. But this is the guidance put out by your taxpayer-funded University of Colorado Boulder. If you don't know someone's pronouns, don't assume gendered pronouns and use gender-neutral ones like they or, and I've never heard of this before I looked at this, Z. And that's not the letter Z, but Z and an E after it. So you're so if you don't know someone's pronouns, and by the way, you're not allowed to presume them based simply on appearance. You must presume that the pronouns they choose are they or Z. And then it goes on to talk about the importance of pronouns. And I've chosen a couple different things here that I've highlighted to share with you. When someone refers to another person using the wrong pronouns, especially on purpose, it can lead that person to feeling disrespected and can lead to dysphoria, exclusion, and alienation. It is never safe to assume someone's gender. So think about that, folks. You go to school, you see somebody standing there in jeans and a t-shirt, hairstyle like a dude, seeming to be a dude, big Adam's apple like a dude, voice like a dude, features like a dude. You are not permitted to assume that their pronouns are he or him or whatever other masculine pronouns there could be. You must presume, short of them telling you, that their pronouns are they or Z until they correct you. That's how to go about life up at CU. But wait, there's more. This is the part that caught me. Choosing to ignore or disrespect someone's pronouns, that's choosing to, remember, choosing, is not only an act of oppression, it's an act of oppression, people, but can also be considered an act of violence. Now think about how you have to torture the word violence to expand it, to pull it apart, so that if you intentionally use the wrong pronouns for someone, you are doing them violence, like a punch to the face. That's what it is. And then they give you a handy chart to help you along. And it's almost like something you'd see in a grade school, I don't know, English book or something, where it says she, her, hers. And they give you examples. She is calling. Her family is nice. That car is hers. But when in doubt, ask the woman herself. I mean, these are all examples. And then they get to this Z, and here's the different forms of Z. Z, Zier, Zeers. And they tell you how to use this. Z is calling. Zier family is nice. That car is Zier's. When in doubt, ask the person herself, H-I-R, self. Not Zier self, herself. And then they confront the issue here in this little guidance about what if you don't know a person's pronouns? Well, sometimes people just don't want to share their pronouns. And that's fine. Usually it's safe to use they, them, theirs, unless that person tells you otherwise. Try to introduce yourself with your own pronouns so that everyone you meet knows that you're a safe space and that you won't assume a person's pronouns. Example, hello, my name is Alex, close to Alexa. Hello, my name is Alex, and I use they, them, theirs pronouns. You can ask the person, as long as you do so politely, i.e., hey, what are your pronouns? Folks, this is legit. This is taxpayer-funded stuff going on right here at my University of Colorado Boulder. What is considered offensive? And they give you some examples. There are many terms that are offensive for people that identify as transgender or any other form of gender nonconforming. Some of these would be it or he, she. Now, I feel differently about those things. I think those things, those comments are aggressive, and that's like name calling or demeaning in some way. I don't know why, but that resonates with me at a different level. So I get it, man. You don't call someone it or a he, she. I understand. But what do you do in your daily life or hell in your business? Does your business have this practice? I mean, maybe I've never seen this. I haven't seen this in the Salem book on how to deal with Billy. You probably memorized the human resources manual that we have. Is this anywhere in there?
Only because I have to refer to it so many times because of the number of complaints.
I imagine
there
may
have been several
paragraph 4B.2.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost like the dress code in high school. Same thing. So,
have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
In any manual for any place you've ever worked?
No. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it in some businesses now. And And it's, again, based on the conversation earlier, again, I'm of two minds on this one. I understand. I disagree. I understand why we should use a person's preferred pronouns. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But I disagree with, and I would push back strongly against the people at CU that term it as violence. Can I get to oppression? Possibly.
Yeah, what?
I
Why think is it I could. Oppressive? Tell me that.
Because what you're doing is you are not, because you're keeping that person from representing themselves and being the person that you are. It's done specifically to hold them down. It's done specifically to not acknowledge them and who they are. It's done
or
as,
who they say they are. Right?
Well, it's like the example that you had with, you see a guy sitting there and his person dressed as a dude.
Yeah,
even if it's a female going up there, and I would assume that person would have, you know, present themselves as a man, would be okay with the idea of he as a pronoun. That would be the visual they're giving you.
But and you'd be wrong.
Well, not necessarily. Because
you are
person,
because the guide says can't do that.
I know the guide says can't do that, but that's why I don't think that if you come up the first time and say he, and then the person, I don't think that's necessarily oppression. However, if the person says, hey, I would prefer you use this pronoun, and you continue to use another pronoun, yes, then I do believe that gets to the point of oppression. I do believe, and again, I think it's a soft oppression. But again, I do think that you're doing it when the person identifies it and said, this is how I want to be identified, or this is my pronoun, and you say, nope, I'm going to use this. You're doing it to be a jerk. You're doing it to be an
a-hole. Okay, you're doing it to be a jerk. Yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah,
but is that oppressive?
Yes.
Like when dudes mock you, is that oppressive? Like if someone comes up and you say, hey, my name is Billy, and they want to call you Billy Boy or Big Bill or Little Willie or something.
But again, that's not the same. But if I said to the person, hey, please don't use that. Can you use this name?
Yeah.
I don't like that nickname. I don't like this term. And they continue to use it while it's uncomfortable for me. And I have a difficulty wrapping my head around the idea that it is oppression. By a definition, yes, because I do
Doesn't
believe
it take power to be oppressive. I mean, how is that oppressive?
I'm not certain that it necessarily takes power, but what the person is doing, and they are what that person is, and I would say that yes, the person is using power, because what they're trying to do is they are trying to denigrate me in that relationship. They're trying to tell me that even though I have told them this information, they are going to disregard what I have asked. They've disregarded who I am, and they're going to refer to me as something else. So it doesn't necessarily, this person doesn't have to be even on my same level.
Like, this is where the words matter thing, and I'm glad we're talking about this, because I just looked up online, and this is just one Oxford dictionary thing. Oppression is prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment or control, the state of being subject to unjust treatment or control, mental pressure or distress.
So
distress.
Read the first part of that definition again.
Prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment or control.
Yeah, so treatment. Prolonged or cruel, unjust
treatment. But prolonged. Is it prolonged if someone says, hey, I go by he and his, and someone goes, yeah, you're a chick. I'm not going to call you he or his. And
okay. If they do it that one time by accident, or by, they just do
no,
it
no,
once.
No, not by accident, by choice.
Okay. If they do that by choice over and over again in a job or social setting, even if they're equals, yeah, that is. That is unjust treatment. The person has said, I would like you to use this name and call me
Why is it
and
unjust?
The person, why should you get to decide what to call me? Why can't I tell you what to call me? Why don't I get
because,
that?
No, hold on.
Why don't I get that autonomy? Why don't I have the liberty and freedom?
It's not a question of autonomy.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
What if I see you and I say, Billy is a guy. I don't care if you come in that same frilly dress you wore that one Tuesday with the wig and all that other stuff. I don't care about that. I see you as a guy. I recognize that as a fact. I'm not going to live a lie and use a different pronoun. Why is that unjust?
Would you do the same thing and use the N-word? To a black person is working in this office.
But that's different too.
No, it
right?
isn't. No,
it's
because
totally
that's how you see the person. You see the person that way.
No,
that's the word you're going to use.
No, but,
yes.
But
yes.
That,
and that's the same thing.
That is a term that exists only to denigrate, right? That's the historic use of that term.
Let's go.
And him and he and she and whatever. That doesn't exist for that purpose.
Not necessarily. Here, hang on a sec. How about we go to the tape? This is interesting.
Is this our buddy Hugh?
No, this is our buddy Prager.
Oh, Dennis.
Last hour opened up with this story. The NAACP has announced that blacks should not visit Florida because it is hostile to blacks. And there is open hostility toward African Americans and people of color. By the way, that is fascinating that the NAACP, whose name is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, calls colored people African Americans. I thought that that term died. By the way, I have been using black all of my life. It's really funny.
I never wavered.
That was what seemed to me to make the most sense. I didn't fall into any of the traps of African American, African hyphen American, Afro American, whatever the word that Jesse Jackson came up with at the time. I didn't understand what was wrong with black to begin with. By the way, when you think about it, Negro had no negative connotation whatsoever either. But I understand because it could sound like the N-word or whatever other reason that it was dropped. I get that.
Ah, so the idea for Prager is that Negro should be okay, and he should be able to call other people that. Even if they say to him, I find that offensive, that hurts my feelings, I disagree with you using that term, he gets to choose what to call the other person. I disagree with that. I disagree. I don't see any problem with an individual saying, these are my pronouns, this is how I'm representing myself, please use that word. And again, from the other person, what's the big deal for the other person? I understand that you in your mind see this person that's dressed as a girl as a dude. And I understand in your mind,
it's
you
want
to call...
see it.
Hang
it's
on,
that that's,
hang on a
they
sec.
Are
wait,
a dude.
Wait, hang on a sec. But you see that, and that's how you want to call them. They want to be called something else. It doesn't harm you a single bit to say the other word, the preferred pronoun. There's no direct harm to you. You're using the other pronoun as a way to hurt them. You're doing it because they don't like it. If you
want, if you're not doing it that way, what if you're doing it because you're like, I'm not going to live a lie. I'm not going to.
You're not living a lie.
Hold on.
Somebody
comes up to me, Billy. If you told me tomorrow I want to start being referred to as Barbara and she and her, and I didn't do it, it wouldn't be because I'm trying to hurt you. It'd be because you're not freaking Barbara and you're not a her.
It's because you're disrespecting my choices. You're disrespecting who I am and what I want to be called.
I'm disrespecting your request to have me called. You something that you are not.
Yeah, and you're doing it because you disagree with what I'm doing and you dislike it. Yeah,
not because I'm trying to hurt you.
Yes, you are. Yes.
I'm not trying to hurt you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Wait, that's not true.
Yes, you are. Yes, absolutely you are.
Why is that my motivation and not just, I'm going to be factually accurate here.
Because
I'm not going to buy into this.
Because if I'm choosing that, it hurts me when you do not acknowledge it and you treat me as the other. That's the issue.
No, no, my
yes,
recognition
it
that, that
no,
you're bothered
it
by it
is
not
it
the
hurts.
Same thing as me
no, no, no.
intending to
I
do
know,
that.
I know people in this lifestyle. Yes, it hurts.
Is it a lifestyle?
It hurts a lot. When you're transgendered that are in... Okay.
Is that a lifestyle?
You know, okay, then I know people that are transgendered. I believe that they are biologically that way. And I believe that.
Okay, you can have that belief. Great.
I know that. That's
Must
right.
I have the
I
same
think,
belief?
Hang on a second. And I think that we can probably look and prove that that is biological, but I'm not going to get into that right now. The issue is your choice. This person has asked to be referred to this way, and you're making a choice not to. It doesn't harm you at all to use the other word. But you're using the, wait, but you're choosing the term that you know the person dislikes. You're making that choice. And
I am making that choice,
I know,
100%.
And that person has told you that I dislike it and it hurts me when you use that word. I would prefer you use this word. And you continue to use the word. You've chosen to hurt the individual. That is a choice you've made. Yes.
It's not the same thing, man.
Hang on. Yes, it is because the people, this community has identified and said, this hurts when you don't use the right pronoun. They have said it hurts.
So okay.
Okay. So it's hurting them.
There are going to be a lot of decisions I make that people don't like that might hurt them. I'm not doing it with the intention of hurting them. Man, I go to a teacher and say, if you give me a C, it's going to wreck my GPA and I'm going to feel really horribly.
That's different.
It's not different. They give you a C because that's what you earn and you say, you're trying to hurt me.
No,
you're
talking about a reflection on what a person has done based on the work product inside a school.
It's the same thing. I'm telling you, it'll hurt me. Your choice will hurt me.
No, you're
choosing to give me a C.
No, you earned a C. That's where you've got
it. Wait a minute. So it's just a fact. The C is a fact.
It's not.
And acknowledging that fact might hurt me, but you're not doing it to hurt me?
Your work product inside of a classroom is not the same as someone's pronoun.
It's
not the same. It's
a fact, man.
No, it's not the same. It's a bad analogy. Your analogy is crap.
I disagree.
Your analogy is crap. Your analogy is complete crap. Yes.
I disagree.
No.
If you're
my analogy about the N-word and using Negro is much more.
Totally
different. No, it's not. A pronoun and using that word as a descriptor is the same thing. You're making the choice. The individual has told you, don't use it. It hurts me. I want this. It doesn't change you at all. It does zero harm to you, but you're using it after you know it harms the other individual. You're being a douchebag. That's what happens.
So
yes.
Everything I do that I know could result in someone being hurt means I'm intending to hurt them. I mean, that's what it sounds like you're saying. And by the way, I love that we're getting phone calls in 303-696-1971. There is one particular texter who seems to have become a champion for the whole transgender movement. And every time I mention something other than transgenders or the Jesus of all genders, text me. And so here's another one. Grow up, George. You are completely disrespectful. Not moderately, not borderline, not somewhat or mostly, completely disrespectful. The people that are in the adverb and adjective game do so because they lack the ability to win on substance. Yes, you are being a jerk and hurtful to others. You do not get to decide what someone else wants to be called. Grow up. It ain't 1960 anymore. I don't even know what the reference to 1960 is. I wasn't around then. But I'm not determining what someone gets to be called. I'm acknowledging a fact. If someone says, I want to be referred to as extremely tall and they're short, am I being a jerk? If they say it's going to hurt me, I see myself as really tall. I see myself as 6'5". And you calling me a short person or a midget or height challenged or whatever you use, that hurts me. And you're being a jerk and you're being... We would all say that's crack smoke crazy. How about if somebody showed up as pale as I am and said, I see myself as African American. And I want you to start referring to me as Muhammad something or other because that is my adopted Islam name or blah, blah, blah. If I say that and then you say, dude, you're a white guy named George. You're from middle class Lakewood, Colorado. Are you doing me violence? Are you harming? Are you being a jerk to not adopt what I say to call me? Is that where we've gone? There can be no standards, including facts. There cannot be facts in the world anymore. You get to choose your reality, and everybody else has to bend to that choice. Is that where we're at? That's what it sounds like here out of this CU thing. Someone else tells you they want the... And by the way, it could be a dude. A dude who is completely heterosexual, believes he's a guy, wants to be a guy, has no interest in changing his gender. If that guy tells you, I want to be referred to as she or her, just to be a dick, it doesn't matter. Because if you say something other than what they tell you to say, you are doing violence to them and oppressing them. Does that make any sense? 303-696-1971 is the number. Listen, we've gone long into this segment again, which always happens when Billy and I start bantering back and forth through the glass. Let's cut away for a break. When we come back, Joe, Brian, everybody else calling in, and 8 billion texts, I'll get to those as well. It's just an interesting topic of where are we at as a society. I can tell you, my kids would say, well, you should just do whatever anybody tells you to say. If they tell you to call them, you know, Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo, you're stuck calling them Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. I'm not there. There's got to be something that says that facts and reality trump someone's desire to be something that they are not and to make me bend to that version of reality that they've adopted. But what do I know? We'll hear from you. 303-696-1971. George Brockler on the George Show, 710 KNUS. George Brockler back with you here, 710 KNUS. Great discussion started here. It continues on even after we're off the air, but we're going to get to the phone lines right now. We're going to the calm voice in this discussion, Joe from Arvada. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, George, or should I say G?
You can call me G. That is the Z version of George, yes.
I'm reminded of Guardians of the Galaxy, where... the raccoon discovers he's a raccoon. This conversation is mindless without acknowledging God.
In what way?
We have to... Well, the naming of man came from the man upstairs. We did not choose our male or female.
That's true.
Designation. It was God given.
Does that extend to the other religions too, Joe, or just Christianity?
Well, here's the thing. This is why Christians, I think accurately, and the Jewish people too, accurately say that they are a religion of truth. Because, remember, they go back to the law given to Moses by God. Now, I understand other religions have other deity beliefs, but here's the thing. all through history, all of the Bible, honestly, you can argue, I'm sure Billy will, that things are either, you know, a belief system, or they can be proven true. But I can show you this, that what has happened as our beliefs have evaporated, in other words, as our belief in God has evaporated, we've lost the ability to name things accurately. And like in Guardians of the Galaxy, at some point, the enemy is going to come in and name us 76543 or whatever.
I remember seeing it. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it. It's a great movie. They should go see it. Joe, what about like Hindu, Shinto, Buddha, all those other religions out there? I mean, and I don't know what their tenets are, but I mean, those obviously have a role in this too. And I guess my last question to you, Joe, would be, what do you do when you encounter someone who is a guy that it looks like it's a male, but dresses like a woman and says, I want you to call me by she and her? Have you ever been in that situation? And what do you do?
Oh, yeah. At my job all the time. But here's
what do you
the
do
thing
with
about
it?
Buddha.
Hold on.
What
Buddha, do you do when someone comes up to you and says, you said you get confronted by this all the time. How do you refer to them?
Well, honestly, you know, with that question, I take the conventional, you know, societal dictates. If somebody wants to be named Z, okay, Z.
But how do
fine.
You know that?
Well,
do you ask
I
them? Do they tell
they,
you?
No, they have to. They have to. I get it that there's starting to be laws. No, you have to acknowledge them, or you're creating violence. But here's the thing. I don't bow to any of those caveats. I just call people what they want to be called. Now, if I don't know somebody,
do you do that out of respect?
Do you mind if I ask
though?
Your name, sir or ma'am? And if they don't like sir or ma'am, they can tell me, no, it's Z. Okay, Z.
So, but you respect their wishes.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
But I'm not
why
going
do you do that?
To
Joe.
I'm
why
not
do
going
you do
respect
that?
Respect some coughed up law by some uber lefty that just made up stuff. I'm not doing it. And
I know,
see,
but I'm asking
where,
Joe, why do you respect their wishes on the other thing?
Well, in general conversation, I take deference to a certain extent to the other person's, you know, to respect the other person. There's in Christianity, there's the golden rule. If I want to be called Joe and designated by he, him, himself, hisself, then that is that my desire, and the golden rule is to turn about is fair play. However, that doesn't mean that if somebody
I'm not exactly sure that's the golden rule. That may be some corollary to it, but I'm pretty sure it's not turn about is fair play. But I get what
well,
you're
what
saying.
I'm saying. What I'm getting at is that treat others as you would like to
yes.
be treated.
Yes,
I
that's
get
right.
that. However, there is a defining limit to that. If somehow I offend somebody because I didn't know their designated Z, then that is not my bad.
No, I get it.
That's on them.
And I don't think that's where we're at right now with this, because the way that they've drafted this little guidance to students on the CU campus is, if you know what they prefer and you choose to use something different, you are oppressing them and doing violence to them, which is crazy. But I mean, Joe, what
nuts.
You have done, though, is you've answered the question, and I appreciate this, and I think you're right.
Well, let me answer the other question.
What was the other one?
Buddha is dead and in the grave. Jesus is alive and sits at the right hand of the Father.
But for purposes,
that's the truth.
Yeah, but for purposes of this discussion, Joe, that can't make any difference for us, right? If we're talking about religious determination of gender and God picks, it doesn't. It really
does. It does, because here's the thing. God has a say in things. That's where the left misses it. God says this is what will be. And when we start saying things like, oh, no, you're not a man. Oh, no, you're not a woman. What we're doing is we're canceling out our God-given gifts and saying, God, you don't matter.
I don't want this thing to have to boil down to religious affiliation or religious beliefs, because I don't think we need to go there to have a conversation about whether or not we're stuck in an environment now where an individual gets to dictate to you reality and make you bend to their will on that reality. But Joe, forgive me.
Well, that's what will happen when the enemy gets control.
I want to cut away for another call here, but Joe, you've done a great job of getting us kicked off. Joe's line is open, 303-696-1971. Brian from Arvada, what do you think?
Yeah, I believe in what Joe said just lately, but I want to take religion out of it. You know, I'm a Hispanic American, grew up in the 80s, white suburbia. You know, I was called a lot of derogatory names that were offensive. And when people, you know, and now diversity is celebrated. So it's a different time. Thank God we've moved on. They don't allow racism in schools like they did when
right.
I was younger.
Agreed.
But I can't, number one, I hate it when they try to put that, the debate on race and gender. First of all, I can't change my race. Okay. I can't change it. People can change their pronoun. Number two, there's the society has deemed there's derogatory terms for certain races or religions. We've deemed that as to be insulting or to devalue. If I'm just calling someone what they're biologically are, if that offends them, that offends them. I'm not doing it to insult. And my son, there was a boy that wanted to be called a girl. One of his teachers was going to make the whole class do that. We called up and said, no, you're not going to make my son do anything. He will call them by their name. He's not going to insult them or what they call an insult by being truthful. He's going to call them by their name, but you're not going to make my son call something what it isn't. And so I said, and if you got a problem with that, we will contact a lawyer. We already have. And my son has rights, because they said, well, this child has rights. I go, yeah, they do. So does my son. And making my son call something what it isn't, that's violating his rights for truth in society. He will call them by their name, whatever name they want to say. And Rose R. J. 1526, I don't care. They're not going to call him a pronoun that isn't true if they know it isn't true. And so that's where I stand. It's not meant to insult. That's derogatory when it's intended to insult or devalue. If you're just being truthful, that's on the other person.
What about this notion that Billy put out there that if you know it's going to hurt them and you do it anyway, then in fact you are intending to hurt them?
I think there's some truth to that statement. But then just give me your name then. Just give me what you want me to call you, a name. Fine. But I'm not going to call you a pronoun that you're not. I'll call you by your name. And I think that's respectful. But yeah, if you're going out of your way to call them something they don't want to be called, then you're intending to insult them, I think. But I'm not going to be forced to call you something you're not. It's the same thing. Then another young lady wanted to be a cat. And then everyone was like, well, yeah, if we're not going to go by this pronoun thing, we ain't going by the cat. And the school backed down, because that's what it takes. You got to push back on this stuff, George, or they're just going to make your kid call something it isn't. Like, we're supposed to preach truth and talk truth in schools. You know, come on. That's not true.
Brian, have you encountered someone that was this is so weird. I know it happens both ways, but invariably it seems like it's dudes trying to compete in women's sports, or it's dudes dressing up like women. You just don't see as much the other way. When you've encountered that, what do? Like, when you interact with someone like that, do you treat them like they're a woman? Do you ask them, hey, what do you want me to do with the whole pronoun thing? What do you do?
No, and that's the thing. Like, since when did we start asking people their pronouns? All we did was ask them their names.
Well, the answer
is,
we asked them their pronouns once we decided that gender and sex were whatever anybody wanted them to be, and you can't tell from looking at someone.
Well, the left and other people are bringing this up, George, like, so you have to respect what I want to be called. Okay, just give me your name. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care what you want to be. I don't care what you want to be. Give me your name. You want to be Turtle? I'll call you Turtle. But I'm not going to call you something you're not.
So interesting.
If that's your name, I'm not going to say Mike the Turtle decided that he was, or Jan the Man decided they wanted to do this. That's not how I talk, okay?
To me, it makes people acknowledge a made-up fact. and that we act like you can just choose to be any gender you want, and therefore that is reality, and you must bend to that person's choice for their reality. And if you don't, and you know it's going to hurt them, then somehow you're intentionally doing violence to them. There's a ton of things I'm sure I do that I do for other reasons that I know people aren't going to like, but I'm not doing it to hurt them. That's not my intention.
No, it's got to be derogatory, George. If it's derogatory, which is the definition, is intended to insult or devalue, if you're not doing it with that intent, then it's not derogatory and it's okay. And it has nothing to do with you trying to insult them. But I'm not going to acknowledge an untruth to make somebody feel comfortable. I'm sorry.
Brian, thanks for the phone call, man. Have a great weekend. Brian's line is open, 303-696-1971. What do you do in this situation? And what should we, is it violence to not call somebody the pronouns that they want or to acknowledge the name that they want? I mean, listen, man, I did that STEM school mass shooting case, and one of the defendants was a 16-year-old transgender male. Never took any hormones, never had any surgery, never went through any legal name change, nothing. Comes into court with a specific name, a female name. That is her legal name. That's her legal name. Judge says to the defendant, to this murderer, what would you like the court to call you? And the attorney says, this person would like to be referred to as Alec and be treated like a male. And the court, without batting an eye, says, I'm going to do that. I will respect those wishes, and that's how I'll refer to you throughout these proceedings, as he or him and Alec and all this other stuff. And at first blush, I thought, yeah, I mean, I really don't give a crap because you're going to go to prison. But the other part of me was like, wait a minute. If I walked in as the DA and said, I would now like to be called Elvis, Your Honor, do you think the judge is going to refer to me as Elvis throughout the trial in front of the jury? I don't think so. I think the judge is going to be like, Mr. Brockley, you have a specific name. You serve under that name. Your bar license is under that name. I'm going to refer to you by that name. That's what I would expect. And yet with a murderer who says, I want to be treated like a dude, the court instantly bends over. And by the way, that judge is retiring, leaving the bench now, says, I'll do whatever you ask me to do. What? Would it have been violence and oppression to simply say, this is a court of law and facts, and if you want to change your name, I will be bound by that change. If you want to legally change your gender to the extent you're in a state that that can happen, I will acknowledge that legal change, but I'm not going to live a fiction. And the pronouns too, adopted the pronouns too. I don't know where to go from here, man, but this is just, this seems like we've gone over the top and now dictating to people that you are not allowed to acknowledge truths because those truths change with the individual. If that, and does it apply to race? I don't know. We'll talk about that next. I see some texts coming in here, too. 303-696-1971 is the number. I'll keep going through the text, too. We're going to come back talk to our buddies out at Alpine Planning. It's George Brockler, 710 KNUS. George Brockler back with you here, 710 KNUS. We're going right to the VIP line because it's that time of the show where we get to be made smarter with our friend, no, not Brian Gray on Friday. It's Amy Duncan.
Woo-woo!
How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, George? Happy Friday, my friend, and
happy Friday.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to dive right in, sir, and keep it kind of high level here. So far, though, to start the last trading day of May, we are in the green. Dow is up about 200 points. S&P is also showing nice gains, up about 0.5%, 23. And the NASDAQ, after a couple of really big days this week, is also positive. So real quick here, conclusion of first quarter earnings. This was kind of a V-shaped recovery when it came to earnings. And overall, corporate America was very resilient. 77% of the S&P 500 beat expectations. Of course, we've still got the debt ceiling on the doorstep, right, in terms of this negotiation. As of now, George, investors remain relatively optimistic, and kind of the last nugget would be that the agreement they're trying to come to would raise the U.S. debt ceiling for two more years, so we don't have to be burdened with this conversation. Clearly, there's a lot more behind the curtain, but I'm going to keep it relatively light on a Friday as we come into a holiday weekend. As always, if people have questions about the debt ceiling or they want to talk through some of the nitty-gritty, they can absolutely call our office. But as it relates to Memorial Day, George, you're part of this group on behalf of Alpine Planning. Thank you so much to our veterans, to our active duty, reserve, everyone that protects and defends this great country of ours. I'll tell you what, I'm a real sucker for anything red, white, and blue. So Memorial Day and the 4th of July are my two favorite holidays, that's for sure. And just keep things in perspective is what I'd like to remind everyone. Obviously, the challenge that we face today sometimes feel greater than those in the past, and that's simply because the present is unresolved, but the past is resolved. So hope that everyone has a really happy, festive, and hopefully a safe Memorial Day weekend with their families. Thanks for everything you guys are doing at the station, and we'll be ready to rock and roll again next week with you.
Can't do any better than that, Amy. That's perfect. Alpine Planning Group is a comprehensive financial planning firm committed to improving your long-term financial success. Investing, it's a matter of trust, and they are prepared to earn yours. Call them today at 303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. Amy, we'll talk to you next week. And my hope is we'll have some resolution on this whole debt ceiling thing, and we can chat about that. Otherwise, have a meaningful Memorial Day.
Yeah, boy, you're not the only one hoping for a resolution. And back at you, sir, and looking forward to seeing you guys in June.
Boom. See ya.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Hey, that's it for us for this hour. We'll be back the next hour. And here's what I want to promise. We got full phone lines, and we've got, if there's a way to fill up text lines, they're all full too. Keep them coming. Our number, 303-696-1971. Don, Joan, Frank, not in that order, just in the order that I read them. I promise to get to you if you hang over till the top of the hour, and we'll start this conversation again. It is, it's interesting because it's the kind of thing, I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I don't think it's a fad. It's how are we going to deal with this whole pronoun thing moving forward? And is it violence if you don't acknowledge someone else's reality about who they are and their gender? Are you oppressing them and doing them violence? CU says so. What do you say? George Brockler, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.